Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas! What a wonderful, blessed day, isn't it? And we share that greeting a lot. And it's appropriate for a sermon on Christmas Eve to start, or Christmas Day rather, to start with the words, Merry Christmas. And that's typically how we begin. You know, you begin an interaction with someone by wishing a Merry Christmas. We end the interaction by wishing someone Merry Christmas. I probably said Merry Christmas about 250 times yesterday. But what does it mean? What are we actually saying? What are we actually wishing someone when we say Merry Christmas? So for today, our sermon will focus on what Merry Christmas truly means, using the Gospel of St. John. Our text began in this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John starts right where everyone should start, at the beginning. And there are two characters, right? There's first God, and then there is also this character that it gets identified as the Word. And we find out that this Word that God is going to speak is going to be the active means by which everything is created. Nothing exists without it. This church doesn't exist. Christmas doesn't exist. All of the wonderful things you have in your homes don't exist. Your families don't exist. Your friends don't exist. The sky doesn't exist. Nothing exists without this Word. And that's fair enough. We know this, right? Genesis 1, as God speaks light into existence, he speaks animals into existence, we see that these beginnings from John and Genesis, they line up almost perfectly. Except for in Genesis, we don't get this description of the Word as he. The Word, he was in the beginning with God. And it says, through him was everything made. This Word is personified as a man. And as we make it to verse 14 of John's Gospel, we learn that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. There we learn that this Word is Jesus the Christ. And so as we try to learn what Merry Christmas actually means, think about what it means that Jesus is the one who created for you. Everything you have was created for you by Jesus. The food that you most likely ate yesterday and will most likely consume today, you have it because of Jesus. The warm houses you will go back to after our service, you have it because of Jesus. The company that you will keep today, you have it because of Jesus. They're good gifts. They're poured out to us by our God. And so to wish someone a Merry Christmas is to wish that someone would be well provided for in this life. That when we see all of these blessings that we get to enjoy on this holiday, that we give God the credit for it. And that everyone around us would do the same. And so, Merry Christmas. I hope you understand what great blessings you have from the Lord. And then John continues. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And so inside of this Word, we have both life and light. And of course, we remember that from creation too. I already mentioned, God spoke on the first day and light appeared from the darkness. And ever since that moment, there's been this dichotomy in the world between light and dark. And then later, after sin enters the world, we get good and evil, and we get righteousness and sinfulness. And there are these two opposing forces that are always at work, one trying to overtake the other. And yet here we have Jesus who comes as the light that the darkness cannot overcome. And that exists for our lives too. The sin that exists within each and every one of it, each and every one of us, Jesus comes to bring us his light, his forgiveness. You are forgiven. And with those words, the darkness of your sin, it is forced to flee to you, and it finds its way to Jesus on the cross, where he pays for it, where he dies for it, where he makes atonement for you. Jesus is the light of the world. He is the source of all goodness. He takes sinners like you and me, and he removes our sin from us as far as the east is from the west. It gets personified in Jesus' death, too. Remember what happens before he dies, as he's hanging there on the cross. It says that darkness fell over the land for 3 full hours in the middle of the day. But Jesus does this. Because what does the word Merry Christmas mean? But that Jesus has come to be your light. And it's a wish that you would hope that all of those around you, all of those that you wish a Merry Christmas to, would see Jesus as being the very same thing. The Savior who was born of a virgin to overcome all of the darkness of this world. It expresses a heartfelt wish that someone might either remain or begin in the faith. So Merry Christmas. But there's one more thing I want to talk about, and this doesn't necessarily come from the text, although it does. We'll get there in a second. We have to think about the words Merry Christmas themselves. I mean, Merry is simply a word that means like happy. Right? You get that from the Brits, right, from the UK. Happy Christmas is what they always say, not Merry Christmas. But Christmas, the word Christmas, it finds its origin over 1,000 years ago. People have been wishing people Merry Christmas for 1,000 years. And the first part of that word is Christ. Right? Keep Christ in Christmas. All good things. We hear that spread around by various Christian circles. And we should. We should make sure that Jesus is front and center, the baby in the manger, recognizing our Savior, what he comes to do for us by his blood and death and resurrection. But a lot of times we forget that second word. And this is why I mentioned at the beginning of our service about how shameful it is that I never planned the Lord's Supper into our Christmas celebration. Not until this year. And it's shameful because the second word in Christmas is Mass. And we don't use that so much in the Lutheran Church here, but the Catholics still retain this word. And it's a word that means the celebration of the Lord's Supper. Christmas was meant to be a celebration of Jesus coming down to earth to dwell physically with his people. And where do we get that in 2021 or 2020 or 2022 or any time in our lives? It is when Jesus is here on our altar, in, with, and under the bread and wine, to strengthen our faith and forgive our sins. I mean, Christmas is about God coming down out of heaven to be with his people. And that's what the Lord's Supper is too. And honestly, whether it be, you know, in the end of December or whether it's, you know, the middle of July, every time we receive the supper, we're having a Merry Christmas. Because Jesus is coming to dwell with us. That's what John teaches us in chapter 1. That's what Merry Christmas is all about. Jesus leaving his place in heaven to be with you. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And so truth be told, I know that today you will have a Merry Christmas, because you already have. Jesus has come to your ears to strengthen your faith. Jesus has come to your ears to proclaim forgiveness to you. And in just a few moments, Jesus will dwell with you by his very body and his very blood. So today, on this Christmas morning, recognize where all of your earthly blessing comes from. But more importantly, remember that Jesus forgives your sins and grants you eternal life. In Jesus' name, have a very Merry Christmas. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your Christmas. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.